The BC government says it is being very cautious with the launch of its Weibo account out of an abundance of caution. But local critics of the Chinese government say the move amounts to willful blindness of serious threats to British Columbians. On Wednesday, the BC Ministry of Municipal Affairs announced it launched a new account on Weibo. The social media platform is extremely popular in China but also faces regular censorship by the country's government. Minister of Municipal Affairs An Kong said the BC government's social media expansion aims to deliver government information to Chinese-only speakers in BC, via simplified Chinese messages. The BC government's Weibo channel already has more than 1,100 followers and has published more than 47 posts, according to a ministry statement. Ministry spokesperson Jill Dickow said BC residents do not need to register on Weibo or download the phone app to see the BC government's posts. But Fenella Sung, founding convener of Canadian Friends of Hong Kong, says the account de facto encourages British Columbians to do so. I think this is another willful blindness operation because there is no way that any measure would be able to safeguard the individual devices of British Columbians against infiltration and control of the Chinese Communist Party. So they have chosen to ignore the issues, said Sung, who is also works as a translator, writer, broadcaster and intercultural communicator. Concerns over the BC government's move to launch an account on Weibo come as Canada grapples with questions over foreign influence and alleged interference in elections by the People's Republic of China and the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Connecting to Weibo is connecting to the CCP surveillance system, said Ivy Lee, also a writer and member of Canadian Friends of Hong Kong, which advocates for democratic reform across China. Our government is now making it easier for the CCP to monitor the Chinese community here in BC. Concerns over cybersecurity. While both Sung and Lee raised many questions about cybersecurity, Dickow said in an email that the BC government is taking steps to ensure no private data is shared through the social media platform. Dickow said Weibo is not being downloaded to or used from any government assets such as computers or cell phones. She added that a third-party contractor is responsible for day-to-day account administration, at arm's length from government. Further, Dickow said BC government is not retaining any public information and no private information is shared on the government's Weibo channel. But Lee worries the Chinese government will be able to censor BC government posts, and it's unclear how provincial authorities or their contractors will monitor for such an instance. We must remember that Weibo is not a normal social media platform in democracies, said Lee. It is 100% controlled by the CCP. The owners and staff on Weibo, as long as they have Chinese citizenship, they are legally required by the PRC laws to cooperate with PRC intelligence agencies. Weibo comments section vulnerable to propaganda. Lee said the BC government's Weibo account could also be vulnerable to Chinese nationalists and propagandists who want to influence British Columbians through the account's comment section. Canadian attempts to have a presence on Weibo have ended in censorship in the past, according to the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. A 2018 report from the think tank noted Weibo has censored the Canadian embassy in China on several occasions going back to a 2011, when references to the religious group Falun Gong were immediately deleted. 3 years later, comments on a photo of former Canadian ambassador at Tiananmen Square appeared to be censored, claimed the think tank. And in 2017, a live stream by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was delayed several hours, an abrupt cancellation, the Institute attributes to Weibo censors. As of Wednesday, Glacier Media could not find any Canadian provinces or American states that have Weibo accounts. Ministry responds with more details. On Friday, the ministry responded to more questions from Glacier Media, stating a Vancouver-based marketing agency called Catalyst Agents was selected as the third-party contractor. The ministry said the account would be available by summer 2024, but did not reveal how much it would cost. The ministry said the Weibo posts will not mirror other social media posts. Given distinct audiences on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram feeds, we often tailor posts on each channel to specifically reach those audiences on each channel, and the same is the case for Weibo, wrote a spokesperson. Additional themes tailored to the Chinese community's interests and needs include immigration and settlement information, anti-racism, diversity and inclusion, education, cultural celebrations, community events and activities, success stories, and tourism and investment information. The spokesperson added, Weibo is not being downloaded to or used from any government assets such as computers or cell phones. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca